Redeemer of Israel. It comes out of book Isaiah 43, 1 through 12. In our first verse, it starts out, But now, thus says the Lord. He's talking to Israel, and he's talking to us. Who created you? He created all of us. O Jacob, and he who formed you, Israel, fear not. And he's telling us the same thing. Don't have no fear. I'm here. For I have redeemed you, like he did us. I have called you by your name, and you are mine. We're his. We're his disciples that he puts on this earth to get all these messages out when we come across anybody that comes down our path. Because he's put us on that righteous path. Now in the verse 2, it says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And he is. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you, which they won't. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burnt, and we won't. Nor shall the flame scorch you. That isn't going to happen, because he's with you. In verse 3, for I am the Lord your God, oh, he is, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Boy, powerful. For since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and boy, did he honor us. And I have loved you, and he does. Therefore, I will give you men for you and people for your life. And he's done that. 5, fear not, for I am with you. Yes, he is. I will bring descendants far from the east and gather them from the west. And this is also what it's going to talk about in your book of Revelations. It's the same thing. I will say to the north, give them up. And to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons and my daughters from the ends of the earth. And he will do that. 7, everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. He did. Yes, I have made him. He has. 8, bring out the blind people who have eyes and the deaf who have ears. 9, let all nations be gathered together, which that's going to happen. And let the people be assembled who among them cannot declare this and show us former things. Let them bring out their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. They can't. Only Jesus can. 10, you are my witness, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen. And he does. He chose every one of us for something particular. He puts everything on us a different way so we can serve a different way. That you may know and believe me and understand that I am he, God. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall they be after me. 11, I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. And that's true. He's the only way that we're getting to heaven. 12, I have declared and saved. I have proclaimed, and there was no foreign God among you. Therefore, you are my witness, says the Lord, that I am God. Amen. So I dug in a little bit farther, and I went to the study Bible that's MacArthur Study Bible, and he has a ton of notes on everything that we read in the Bible. And these are some of the things that goes along with what we just read. In 43:1, that verse, he writes, created and formed. The only explanation for ongoing existence of the nation of Israel is God's salvation and grace. And that's true. Which brought her into existence from nothing and sustains her. Since she was God's creation, she could find comfort in knowing that no one or nothing can destroy her, not even her own wickedness. And this is said so many times in this book of Isaiah. It comes out 26 times that he repeats this in the book of Isaiah. So you've got to believe what he's telling you. You really do. His word is truth. Yeah, my eyes are watering up now. The Lord's special attachment to Abraham, physical seed. No, fear not. The Lord repeated his word, revealing Israel's fear. Redeemed God's redemption of his people from the exile is not to be complete until his servant returns and reign over the faithful remnant in the land of Israel who have believed on Jesus Christ. And he's believed on us. And we're coming with him, believe me. The limited return from Babylon only testified the final return. In verse 2, he talked about the waters, the fire, and the flame. Many paralyzed by these words have confronted the Israelites through the centuries and continue to do so until the nation's final redemption. But the Lord promises the nation's survival to them all. The passage of Moses and Joshua, generations through the Red Sea, and then in the Jordan River, and the preparation of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in a fiery furnace illustrate his care for Israel. In verse 43:3, talks about your Savior. God is by nature a Savior, both temporarily and internally. God delivered Israel from Egypt and will deliver her from Babylon and all future exiles, as well as being her spiritual salvation, like he is us. He's our spiritual salvation. Then it goes on to say, Sheba, a country either in the South Arabia, yeah, thank you, up across the Red Sea in the northeast Africa, near Ethiopia, Egypt. And Sheba became a various compensation to the God could spare Israel. I think the word is spelled Sabines. Correct me. I think it's a Jewish word. Stands for another name for the inhabitants of Sheba. Now we get down to verses 5 and 6, where he talked about east, west, north, south, and ends of the earth. God will regather the land of Israel, the faithful remnant of his people from the world. Wide dispersion conjunction with the institution of the Messiah's kingdom on earth. That's coming back. Number 7, he talks about called by my name. Created for my glory. That's what we were created for. It wasn't for our glory. It was God's glory. So so we can do everything that he wants us to do, to get his will done the way he needs it done. Where was I? I take my eyes off things, I lose my place. And then we get down here into number 8. Blind have eyes, deaf have ears. Stands to restore Israel. Will have their spiritual eyesight and hearing restored. Just like us. When we go to heaven, we're going into that spiritual mode. We're not going to go as a human. We're going in that spiritual world. And whether we have eyesight or not, we're going to have it. So we can do everything that the Lord needs us to do. Number 9, their witness who among the idolatrous soothsayers could predict Cyrus would deliver Israel from Babylon or make prophecies of any kind that already are fulfilled. The God of the nations showed no ability to accurately form these things as the Lord had. So no nation had no witness to accredit their gods could speak prophetic truth. Number 10, he writes, you are my witness, my servant. Israel has repeatedly predicted the future accurately, enabling Israel to witness all his truthful accuracy, thus the reality that he was the only eternal living God. The witnessing they will do again in the new millennium. And verse 12, there wasn't anything said about verse 11, but verse 12 goes as this. Declared and saved. Proclaimed as a deliverance from Egypt, God declared in advance how he would redeem Israel from their captivity. Then came the actual event of this same process followed by the Lord's proclamation of that the deliverance of the way of the Redeemer, God, the people on the basis of such omniscience, gave testimony to the only living God. So that's what he said in all his footnotes. But I added this other thing. And if you have your Bibles, go to Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 5. And if you're using a Pew Bible, go to page 1898. And this will show you how it all ties together. I'll give you another minute to get your Bibles going. It was Revelations 21, 1 through 5. Now, like I said, God put a vision to Apostle John many times. And this was a vision that he put on him while he brought him to heaven through a vision. And he had him write these things. In the first verse, now, I saw John, new heaven and new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Verse 2, then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Verse 3, I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, us, all us that went to heaven with God. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be with his, he shall be his people. God himself will be with them and their God. Number four, and God will wipe every tear away from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no more sorrow, no crying. There shall be no pain, and former things have passed away, because it's all going to be new. And then five, then he sat at the throne and said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to John, write, for these words are true and faithful. Amen. I hope you got something out of this. It really touches me with everything that I've done. Things aren't easy. Life ain't easy. But he's still there. And if we have that belief, the faith, and trust in all he does, we don't have to worry about nothing. He can keep us calm, collected, and we know where we're going to be. So the last praise song that I have this morning, is I love this man.